Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of building blocks, we were on the bottom of page 9 at number 6, so let's begin there to finish the week. Number 6 on page 9 here of our building blocks says, we believe that man was created in innocence under the law of his maker, but by voluntary transgression fell from his sinless and happy state. As a result, all mankind are now sinners under just condemnation and without defense or excuse. How does that belief affect us today? It should help us see that there is none righteous and that all men who are without Christ are headed to the eternal lake of fire. We should therefore have the compassion to want to see them saved from hell. We do have a responsibility to witness the gospel to the unsaved. They have a free will from God to accept it or reject it. Now, let's look at some scriptures that pretty well show what we just were talking about here. First of all, in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 6 in the Old Testament, man has not fallen to this point. Genesis 1 and 2, they've been created. They've been given a command not to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and of evil. And that's pretty well it, but they eat of it, and boy, there's trouble after that. But here's how it comes about. In Genesis 3, 1 through 6, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Isn't it interesting that Eve had already started to change the word of God? The Lord said, ye shall surely die. She said, God said, lest you die, and the devil straightens her out about the word of God. No, it says, you shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, isn't it interesting? Satan's corrected her, said, no, this is what God actually said. Oh, yeah, that's right. So now she can believe him. He's got her deceived enough to where she say, now, look, there's a reason God doesn't want you to eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and of evil, because if you know that knowledge, then you're just like him, and you can communicate on that level, just like God with the angels and so forth, and you can be right there. And so verse 6 says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, see, all of this now starting to appeal to her flesh, her eyes, and her pride. So she saw that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her. And he did eat. And of course, we've been suffering ever since then. And jokingly, someone has said that Cain and Abel asked Dad, why can't we live in that garden? He says, well, we did until your mother ate us out of house and home. Well, we kind of smile at that, but the truth of the matter is that Adam was not the deceived one. Eve was. Adam did it freely out of love for Eve, thinking that he's lost her for good unless he does. And so his thinking got a little twisted, and as a result, we are born sinners into this world. That's why we read in Romans 3:10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Now, let me just interject here. The righteousness must be righteousness that is acceptable unto God. It's altogether holy, altogether pure. And there's only one that has done that in human history, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why when we read in Romans 10:10, he says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, not unto man's righteousness, not man believes so hard that he becomes righteous, no. He's believing unto the righteousness of Christ. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. And so we know, Romans 3:10, there's none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, isn't it interesting that people like to compare themselves to the hypocrites in the church? They say, well, if that person's going to heaven, I'm going to heaven. He says that we've sinned, comes short of the glory of God. You know what the glory of God is? Jesus Christ. This is my Son in whom I am well pleased, the Father said. Jesus was the glory of the Father, the glory of God. And so in comparison, we're not compared even with the best person in the church, let alone the hypocrite. We're compared with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the standard, and we all come short of him. For all have sinned, come short. You know that come short is in a Greek tense. It has the idea that we continually come short of what Jesus is, the glory of God. Romans 5:12 says, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Now, by one man, speaking of Adam, the representative of our human race, because he's the father and all the rest of us are the seed of Adam. Wherefore, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Now, let me just stop here and say some things about death. Remember, in the day ye eat thereof, you shall surely die. But we realize that Adam lived to be 930 years old, so how did he surely die? Was he not sinned until 930 years later? Oh, no. See, he sinned, and then Cain and Abel were born after that, and they inherited his sin nature as well. So how did he surely die the day that he ate thereof? See, the word death does not mean ceasing to exist. It never meant that. It means separation. The day they ate of the fruit, they were separated from God. And they had a destiny of doom to be in a lake of fire that was prepared for the devil and his angel. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 says. But my friend, because God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, we say believe, but understand that word believe has the idea that you're relying on, you're trusting in, you're giving yourself to him. As a matter of fact, it even likens in the Bible, marriage is likened to salvation. And you know that in marriage, we make a commitment. Now, I'll do a wedding on the night before, we'll have rehearsal, and they say the right words, but when they walk out of that room, they're not married. It's not till the day they get married and they just don't say the right words, but it's in front of witnesses, and they walk out together, and they're committed to one another from then on. And that is a marriage, and that's what our salvation is. It's that kind of a commitment unto the Lord Jesus Christ. So, death is passed upon all men. All men are born separated from God. However, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so we receive that gift through believing that the Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, was dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, was buried and rose from the dead. He did that for us. He did that for you because he loved us. In Galatians 3:22, it says, but the scripture hath concluded, all under sin. Remember, Jesus said of the scripture, thy word is true. And so all the scripture has concluded that we're all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Who's that given to? To those that'll believe. That'll believe on him as being God come in the flesh, who died for their sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, as we covered on the doctrine of Christ earlier. Now, number 7 is on page 10 of our Building Blocks booklet there. If you went to our website at centralbaptistocala.org and you downloaded it, we're near the end of this chapter, so I hope that you will look at it. He says, number 7, we believe that the salvation of sinners is wholly of the grace of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You think that you can earn it? No, you can't. It's the gift of God. It comes through faith by his grace. When Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross, he was dying for every sin of all men, past and present and future, for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. Romans 5:8 says it this way, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are. Not that we get good enough, just like we are, Christ died for us. And so, we understand by the word of God that in that Christ died for us, was buried and rose from the dead, he paid for every sin. And he commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, not us getting good enough, he paid it all. He paid to the very debt. As a matter of fact, that's why 1 Peter 2:24 says this way, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. You see, we're living unto him because he's the one that heals us of our sin. He's the one that takes our sin away. He was 3 days and 3 nights in the grave. While his body was in the grave, his spirit was preaching in hell. Now, we say was in hell. By that, I don't mean that he was burning and suffering, but rather, he went down because we had to begin with. That was the cost of our sin. Romans 6:23 is the wages of sin is death. So he's delivering the souls. As a matter of fact, we'll find out in Ephesians chapter 4, he took those souls that were there in paradise, that was at that time below the earth, and led the captivity captive. He took them to heaven. But now, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.